The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
Song for today is The Black Joke by the Pirates Royale from their album Blackjack. Well, I hope you all have a very happy April Fool's Day. I hope you pull many pranks and don't get many pranks pulled on you.
Well, we made it to the end of the show. We hope you have enjoyed this episode and hope you are all having a wonderful April Fool's Day. I am gonna grab some of the minions and we're gonna see if we can just go prank Matt and Mark, and maybe we'll draft Kristen into this madness, or better yet, maybe we should try to prank Kristen. Well, I'm not gonna tell you guys anything, and we'll just see what happens. And don't tell them that we're gonna do that. All right. So, how about we finish up this show, Joe? Do you have any last thoughts before we finish up the show?
And before that was one of my favorite Renaissance funny man, Axel the Sot, with the Limerick song live from his album, Tales from the Tavern.
And before that, Patrons Are Funny by the Pirate Comedy Show from Pirate Comedy Show album.
And that was Limerick 1/Boozin' by Crass Roots, from the Orphaned Celtic Children's Whiskey Fund.
La, 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 la. There once was a handsome young farmer, whom all the maids thought was a charmer, except for one lass, who thought him an ass, and his cucumber wouldn't disarm her.
Oh.
La, 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 la.
I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood for a little boozing.
Great idea.
Not that that's different from any other time.
Now, what are the chores of the single young man?
Boozing, bloody well boozing.
And what is he doing whenever he can?
He's boozing, bloody well boozing.
You may think I'm wrong and you may think I'm right.
Well, I'm not going to argue. I know you can fight.
But what do you think we are doing tonight? We're boozing, bloody well boozing. Boozing, boozing, just you and I. Boozing, boozing when we are dry. Some do it openly, some on the sly, but we all love bloody well boozing.
Now what are the joys of the poor married man?
Easy,
boozing, bloody well boozing.
And what is he doing whenever he can?
He's boozing, bloody well boozing.
He comes home at night and he gives his wife all. then goes out shopping, makes many a call.
But what brings him home hanging onto the wall? It's boozin', bloody well boozin'. Boozin', boozin', just you and I. Boozin', boozin', when we are dry. Some do it openly, some on the sly, but we all love bloody well boozing.
Now what do the priests and the vicars run down?
Everything!
Boozing, bloody well boozing.
And what are they damning in every town?
Everything!
Boozing, bloody well boozing.
They stand on street corners, they rant and they shout.
Oh, they shout about things they know nothing about.
Aye, but what are they doing when the lights are all out? They're boozing, bloody well boozing. Boozing, boozing, just you and I. Boozing, boozing, when we are dry. Some do it openly, some on the sly, but we all love bloody well boozing.
Now what is it that we love more than our tea?
Boozing, bloody well boozing.
And what keeps us all nipping out for a wee?
It's boozing, bloody well boozing.
Our pockets are empty, our bellies are tight.
Oh, we're gobbling our beer the best part of the night.
Our nose goes bright red and our face goes bright white. From boozing, bloody well boozing.
Hey!
Boozing, boozing, just you and I. Boozing, boozing, when we are dry. Some do it openly, some on the sly, but we all love bloody well boozing. Aye, we all love bloody well boozing.
Cheers!
Old MacDonald has a farm. E-I-E-I-O, tink!
At the fair the other day, a patron came walking my way. She was smiling big and carrying a beer. First she asked me for a light, and then she made fun of my tights. And as she walked away, I wondered why I'm here.
What's that called?
A guitar.
Can you play it?
Yes, I can.
Are you a knight?
No, I'm not.
How do you say it?
Huzzah.
Are those your tips?
Yes.
You sure don't make much money.
Get lost.
What's that called? Are you a knight?
Patrons are funny.
Out to the privies I had gone. I had just finished singing songs at the pub stage for a half an hour or more. When I heard a voice outside, it said, "Hey babe, let's take a ride." It really made me glad I'd locked the door.
Are those real?
Yes, they are.
Can I touch them?
No, you can't.
Is that your beer?
Yes, it is.
Can I have some?
Get your own.
Are those your tips?
Yes.
Can you loan me some money?
Get lost.
Are those real? Is that your beer? Patrons are funny. Though they sometimes make me mad.
You know, they're really not that bad.
When our tip jar is as empty as can be.
If I sing a song that's pretty.
Or I tell a joke that's witty.
Sometimes they donate out of sympathy.
Are those real?
Yes, they are.
Can I touch them?
Yes, I can.
Is that your beer?
Yes, it is.
Can I have some?
Get your own.
Are those your tips?
Yes.
Can you loan me some money?
Get lost.
Big or small, after all, patrons mean money.
I'm going to get about as naughty as you'll let me, so it's up to you. Ready then? Here comes the chorus. And...
aye, 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 aye. In China they do it for chili. So sing me another verse. So we're sad the other verse. So oops, be around by me, Willy. Da-di-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Very good. Earl, I'm going to start out naughty right away. I don't care anymore. Now there once was a man from Bon Air who was doing his wife on the stair. When the banister broke, he doubled his stroke and finished her off in midair.
Oh, aye, 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 aye. In China they do it for chili. So sing me another verse, or sad the other verse. Lots be around by me, Willie.
Da 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 da. So they came and took the kid away, you see that? Ha 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 ha! It's too late. They already heard most of it. All right, let's see. Here's a good disgusting one. Now there once was a fellow named Art.
Art!
Who let out the world's biggest fart.
Art!
Well, he tried to restrict her, and it went off the Richter, and caused the Red Sea to repart. Oh, aye, 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 aye. In China they do it more chilly. So sing me another verse, so worse than the other verse. So don't be around by me, Willie. And now one of my favorite filthy ones. And there once was a fellow, O'Doole, who found little red spots on his tool. His doctor, a cynic, said, get out of the clinic and wipe off that lipstick, you fool. Offended anybody here yet? Oh. Alright, give me another chance. I'm sure I can do it with this one. Now there once was a man from East Kent whose tool was so long that it bent. Well, to save her. Very favorite. This is my favorite. Now there once was a fellow, McSweeney, who spilled some gin on his weenie. Well, now just to be couth, he added vermouth, then slipped his girlfriend a martini. Shake it, not stir. Because I have to say a certain four-letter naughty word in it. Basically, I have to speak in cursive. Is anybody going to object to the old SH word being thrown at you? Right? Because you're going to like it's a very classy limerick. Right, here we go. And I did write this one, so I'm fully responsible. Now, a bear... Somebody try that again. It's so good, I want to start it over. A bear taking a dump. Asked a rabbit, does shit stick to your fur as a habit? Of course not, said the hare. It's really quite rare. So the bear wiped his ass with the rabbit.
Well, I've got some limey jokes that I want to tell, and they're very special because they're pirate jokes.
All right,
go ahead, Faye.
Go ahead.
All right.
Don't suck.
Thanks. A guy gets shipwrecked. When he wakes up, he's on a beach. The sand is dark red. He can't believe it. The sky is dark red. He walks around a bit and sees that there is dark red grass, dark red birds, dark red fruit on the dark red trees. He's shocked when he finds that his skin is starting to turn dark red, too. Oh, no, he says. I think I've been marooned. There were two whales swimming around the ocean one day when one whale said, "Let's have some fun." A ship was sailing above them, so they decided to tip it over by blowing huge air bubbles through their blowholes. All the men on the ship flew into the water. The first whale said, "Let's eat him." The second whale replied, "Look, the blowjob was fun, but there is no way in hell I'm swallowing any semen." You know, I became a professional fisherman, but I discovered that I couldn't live on my net income. Sad.
And before the rest of the jokes and pranks get going, and I think we should get back into the music. Next up is Faith's Pirate Joke by the Limey Birds from Yo-Ho. I'll give you one joke here. How about a pirate's on Wheel of Fortune? I like to buy an eye.
You know, Tony, I actually really don't have that many jokes or pranks to relate. It's a kind of a dull and boring place. I guess the best I could do is, why did the camel cross the road? And really, there's no good answer to that one either.
So, Joe, do you have any jokes or pranks?
And before that was Fool's Gold by Blackmore's Knight from Under a Violet Moon.
And before that, Eight Drunken Jokes by Boca Musica from Lusty Wench.
Mad Merry Pranks of Robin Goodfellow.
King of ghosts and goblins there, Robin, I at his command am sent to view the night sports here. What revel rout is here about? In any quarter where I go, I will it see and merry be and make good sport with ho ho. Swift as lightning, I can fly amidst the airy welkin soon, and in a minute's space descry what things are done below the moon. There's neither hag nor spirit shall wag in any corner where I go, but Robin I their feast will spy and make good sport with ho, ho, ho. Sometimes you find me like a man, sometimes a hawk, sometimes a hound. When to a horse I turn me can, to trip and trot about you round. But if you stride my back to ride, as swift as air away I go, o'er hedge and lands, o'er pools and ponds, I run out laughing, ho, ho, ho. When lads and lasses merry be, with posets and with junkets fine, unknown to all the company, I eat their cakes and drink their wine, and to make sport I snore and snort, and all the candles out I blow. The maids I kiss, they ask who's this, I answer laughing, ho, ho, ho. If that my fellow elf and I in circle dance do trip it round, and we chance by any eyes their presence to be seen or found, then if that they do speak or say but mums continue as they go, then night by night I them affright with pinches, dreams, and ho, ho, ho. Hey, Red Merlin's time have I continued night sports to and fro, that for my pranks men call me by the name of Robin Goodfellow. Brings ghosts and sprites that haunt the night, the hags and goblins do me
we know, and bedlam's old, my tales have told. Sing veil, veil, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, did you hear about the Catholic who married the Jewish gal?
No. No.
At the wedding, they sang, Oy vey Maria. It's a musical joke.
Oy vey Maria.
That'll be on our next CD.
A joke!
What does Coco shout after multiple orgasms?
What?
Way to go, team!
Oh, bitch.
Hey, Ginger, here's one for you.
What?
How are women like rocks?
How?
You skip the flat ones.
Nice.
A joke! I told Tomas's latest girlfriend I was going to tell her a joke that she would laugh so hard and make her tits fall off.
Really?
Yeah. Turns out she'd already heard it.
Oh. A joke!
What do your boss and a slinky have in common?
What?
They're both fun to watch tumble down the stairs.
All right, I have a bad joke.
A joke!
What do priests and McDonald's have in common?
Oh, what?
They both stick their meat in a 10-year-old bun.
A joke! What's the ultimate rejection for Randy?
What?
When his hand falls asleep while he's masturbating.
Oh,
what? Call me a flat
rock. Are you stalking me? What's going
on? I'm taping you.
A joke! Hey, did you hear Tomas went into Burger King the other day and asked for two Whoppers?
No.
They said you're a great singer and a great lover.
A joke! What's a priest have in common with a pimple?
What?
Nothing. At least a pimple waits till you're a teenager to come on your face.
Oh! Hey, Tomas!
Yeah.
You know the last.
Tomas! Oh, yeah, that's
true. Someone's been drinking.
You know, Tomas, the last thing I want to do is hurt you, but it's still on my list.
It's just near the bottom, that's all.
A toast!
Here's to us girls in the high heel shoes. Mm. We smoke men's cigars and drink men's booze.
Yep.
And when we kiss so sweet. We make things stand that have no feet. Woo-hoo! Drink up.
A joke! What do the Detroit Lions have in common with their cheerleaders?
What?
They both suck for four quarters.
Oh! Wow.
I didn't know we were doing sports jokes.
What's that?
A joke!
How can you tell you're in a tough lesbian bar?
How?
Even the pool table has no balls.
A joke! Why didn't a skeleton cross the road?
Why?
He didn't have the guts.
Whatever.
Fryer, thanks a lot, bro.
A joke! Why do women wear makeup and perfume?
Why?
They're ugly and smell bad.
Fuck you!
A joke! What did Coco's right leg say to her left leg?
What?
Nothing! They've never met!
Wide load.
Beep, 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 beep!
Okay, you know what, you guys? I want to die peacefully in my sleep.
I'll kill you.
I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather, not screaming and yelling like the passengers in his car.
Skips and turns as he makes his way.
once was a couple named Kelly who got stuck belly to belly. Because in their haste they used library paste instead of petroleum jelly. There once was a man from Adair who was screwing his wife on the stair. The banister broke, so he doubled his stroke and polished her off in midair. There once was a man named Carter, the world's most prodigious farter. He could fart anything from God Save the Queen to Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. There once was a monk from Siberia whose life it grew drearier and drearier. He did to a nun what he shouldn't have done, and now she's a mother superior. A Mexican gaucho named Julio said, loving is one thing I don't know. Women are fine and sheep are divine, but llamas are numero uno. There once was a man named Kent, whose prick was so long that it bent. To save himself trouble, he folded it double, and instead of coming, he went. A Scotsman who lived by the lock had holes down the length of his stock. When he got an erection, he played a selection from Johann Sebastian Bach. There once was a man from Racine who invented a frigging machine. Concave or convex, it fit either sex and jacked itself off in between. There once was a lady named Dee whose hymen was split into three. And when she was diddled, the middle string fiddled. Nearer, my God, to thee.
And next up, we have The Limerick Song by Iris and Rose from Bedtime Stories. I'm doing really well, Tony. I'm honestly trying to find some pranks that won't get me in too much trouble out here.
And the first song you heard was One Foot in the Grave by Foolish Pleasures from In Our Cups. So how's it going, Joe?
And I'm Joe Haydu.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
The Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast. And here are your hosts. A man who is always away on a mission for Merlin and is shrouded in mystery, Joe Haydu. The gatekeeper between the worlds, an expert in all magical creatures, Tony Artem.
My husband is so old, he's got
one foot in the grave and the other still in bed. If I can hear him breathing, then I know he isn't dead. I try to remember all the good years that he gave before he wound up with one foot in the grave.
His rookie days are over and his pilot light is out. What used to be his sex appeal is now a water spout. Time was when of its own accord from his trousers it would spring. But now it seems a full-time job to find the lousy thing. He's got one foot in the grave and the other still in bed. If I can hear him breathing, then I know he isn't dead. I try to remember all the good years that he gave before he wound up with one foot
in the grave.
The first time that he wound my clock was on our wedding day. So strong it was, it struck the hour each and every day. His spring has since grown weaker, and more feeble is its tick. For now it either beats too slow or runs too blasted quick. He's got one foot in the grave and the other still in bed. If I can hear him breathing, then I know he isn't dead. I try to remember all the good years that he gave before he wound up with one foot in the grave. I remember in his younger days the way it would behave. Why, each and every morning it would stand and watch him shave. But he is so much older now, and it makes me feel so blue to see it hang its withered head and watch him tie his shoe. He's got one foot in the grave and the other still in bed. If I can hear him breathing, then I know he isn't dead. I try to remember all the good years that he gave before he wound up with one foot in the grave.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 207.